Coming up on Outkast UK.
Have a look at this.
Hey, do you guys support the Satanic Pride propaganda?
Yeah, both.
You support it?
Satan and Pride.
You support Satan?
Mm-hmm.
What's God going to think of that?
I don't believe in God.
Wow.
The cock and ball section, foreskin play, male masturbators, penis extenders and enlargers, cock and ball torture, penis plugs, urethral sounds, ball stretchers, or cock ring. Cock ring's really, that's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that kinky. It's just a cock ring.
Outspoken. Outrageous.
Welcome. Hi, Kev. Yeah, that's not what we do at the start of things to make it sound like something exciting's about to happen or has happened.
Oh, you're in pain?
Yeah, I am. I always am when I meet you.
Remembering a past trauma.
I am, yeah. Just processing them all now live. Let's unpack them.
Okay, now we're going to be a while.
We are. It's Queer News on Outkast UK. I'm Graeme Smith. This is Kevin McGrath.
Hello.
To introduce Kevin to you, Kevin is a reformed BBC... Is that reform the word?
Did I need reforming? Because I'm allowed to have opinions now.
That's what I was saying.
I'm pining all over the place.
What's coming up on the queer news today across the LGBTQIA plus penumbra?
Well, less queer merch.
Oh, no.
And...
Yeah.
Lesbian beauty queen.
Two of my favourite things.
Mm-hmm.
First though, Kev, what is going on?
Cheers, Graeme. A transgender teenager in Mississippi has missed her high school graduation after the school tried to force her to dress like a boy. The 17-year-old's known by her initials LB to protect her identity. Things got legal with a lawsuit against Harrison Central High School, but a federal judge denied a request to let her wear a dress and heels under a robe. The American Civil Liberties Union, which is representing the family, says LB is being shamed and humiliated. The school says nothing. They're not commenting. Here is LB.
It was detrimental, you know, to know that I won't be able to experience my graduation the way I had envisioned it and planned it for so many years. And I've been going to this school actively, you know, being me with my teachers, my peers, the other students in my class to show up and be forced to wear something that's totally different from myself, my character.
According to court documents, the school policy says a high school graduation ceremony is a sacred and inspirational ritual. It's intended to be surrounded with decorum of dignity, grace, solemnity, reverence, pomp and circumstance, and bigotry, it would seem. The American retailer Target is removing some items from its LGBTQ plus Pride collection after some staff were confronted and threatened. The company says it needs to protect its employees after what it's calling volatile circumstances in some of its stores. The range includes such shocking items as Love is Love t-shirts and queer all-year calendars. I want one of those. Target customers have been posting videos online showing Pride product displays that have been moved to less visible locations, including the back of the store. This nonsense comes after the makers of Bud Light faced a backlash recently for partnering with a trans woman. Joe Yacaba is from NBC Out.
So I think the question is really, you know, are these companies willing to, you know, cater to LGBTQ people or have LGBTQ specific marketing campaigns and kind of stick or ride out what the consequences of that could be because of this larger national conversation and the quote unquote culture war that we're seeing related to it.
A gay 14-year-old boy's been left with serious facial injuries in Ireland after a homophobic assault that was filmed and posted online. Happened on a housing estate in County Meath, about 34 miles northwest of Dublin. The video shows him being jumped by a group of young men who punch him in the face, knock him to the ground, and then kick and pummel him. The boy was left with concussion, broken teeth, and a shoe print on his forehead. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar is openly gay himself. He's been speaking to RTE Radio 1.
Really feel for him. Shouldn't have been subjected to violence. Shouldn't have been humiliated by having that video posted online. It's a very sick kind of individual that posts pictures and videos with the purpose of humiliating other people. And also the bystanders, you know, nobody intervened to help him. And look, I can only imagine how he feels now very isolated, very alone.
Five male teenagers were arrested and later freed without charge. Police say their investigations continue. A digital traffic sign in Florida has been hacked with the message, "Kill all gays." Orlando's mayor, Buddy Dyer, says it's disgusting and hate has no place there. Police are investigating. Florida's home to the Don't Say Gay law, which you'll hear a bit more about in a bit. A shop in the gay village in Manchester has been attacked by vandals for a fourth time. Police think it's the same people who've targeted Clone Zone again, causing $4,000 worth of damage. The shop's glass doors were smashed while someone sat on a motorbike waiting. The previous attacks were in March and April. Yet another reason why Heartstopper is fire, or another term I'm way too old to use. Last year, the actor who plays Charlie Spring on the show said rules banning gay men from giving blood on the Isle of Man should be changed. And when Charlie, or Joe Locke, says jump, the Department of Health and Social Care says how high. As of June the 1st, all donors on the Isle of Man will go through the same screening process, regardless of sexuality or gender. Well done, Charlie. I love you, I love you, I love you. Google searches in the US for phrases like am I gay, am I lesbian, and am I trans have risen by more than 1300% since 2004. So says new research from the Cultural Currents Institute, me neither, also includes searches for how to come out and non-binary. And fingers crossed, the majority of searches for am I gay have been made by Nick Jonas. A woman from Bristol is hoping to become the first openly lesbian beauty queen to win Miss World International. Emma J. Weber will be competing later this year in Florida. She's won a number of other pageants and been a finalist in Miss Great Britain. The forklift truck operator has been using a platform to raise awareness of LGBTQ plus issues. And she's been telling ITV News it's a really important time to be doing that.
In Florida, where finals are being held, they have passed the Don't Say Gay bill last year. So anyone in school cannot talk about gender or sexuality, or like if my children are in school in Florida, they wouldn't be able to even talk about my existence as a lesbian woman or a lesbian parent.
And the Chelsea Flower Show's hosted its first same-sex wedding. Shouldn't it have been a same-sex weeding? Manoj Mald and Clive Gilmore have had a Hindu ceremony in the Eastern Eye Garden of Unity. Manoj actually designed the garden and he's the ambassador for diversity and inclusivity at the Royal Horticultural Society. And that's your queer news from Outkast UK.
Oh, God love them there. The Chelsea Flower Show hosting its first same-sex wedding. It's nice, isn't it?
No invite for us?
No, no invite for us.
How rude.
What was the average age there?
No idea.
Got the Chelsea Flower Show?
Yeah.
With the defibs on standby, just in case anyone expired.
Are you suggesting it's quite an older clientele?
It is the older clientele. But nice to see they did that there at the Royal Horticultural Society. That's a good place to get married. You're getting married, aren't you? Where are you getting married? You're not. It's not really flashy yours. You're very sort of low key, aren't you? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Well, I was supposed to get married in New York.
Oh.
But it never happened because of COVID, and it's still not happened.
It's all an act, all of this sort of like everything on the down low at Kev. Get married in New York. Where in New York?
It was going to, well,
go on.
You're making this sound like a big affair. So neither me nor Ian want a big ceremony.
So you've decided to go to New York. You didn't want to make a big fuss, but you've gone to New York.
Just the two of us, so nobody's invited.
Yes.
What we're telling you.
Yeah.
So it was just going to be me, Ian, the, you know, celebrants woman-y thing, and a photographer in Central Park.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's not low profile, low key, that's the one. It's not that, though, is it? It's actually very high key.
And we were going to have...
a choir.
We're not going to have a choir, but I was going to have playing as my song, the version of Simply the Best.
Timely.
God rest her soul. Mm. Who's just died yesterday.
Why wasn't that in the queer news?
Because she wasn't a lesbian.
True.
Right. Or trans, or what are the other ones? Was she intersex? Yeah, she was.
Like
she fucking loved
nan
it.
Going through it. They had a new one every week, don't they? No, she wasn't. But the gays did love her. God rest her soul. So Tina Turner's going to be playing.
No. We're going to have Noah Reid version of Simply the Best. Noah Reid off of Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
Have you seen Schitt's Creek?
I know of it. I've not seen it. Yeah, no. So, I've not seen that most stuff.
So you go, yes, like you're recognising it, but no, you've I'm never just, actually bothered to
no,
watch.
You're
not an ally if you haven't watched Schitt's Creek.
That's a conversational device that I use just to kind of move people off.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
But how often do you think people talk to me about something I haven't got a fucking clue? Like, usually a TV show.
Probably 99% of them. Yeah, each and every day.
Or a song I don't really care about. And I go, yeah, yeah. And they think that I then know. And normally that doesn't get called out, but talking to you is a completely different experience to talking to most people. So yeah, you're the low-profile wedding that Kev's going to have, he didn't want to make a fuss, but he insisted it's in New York, in the middle of Central Park, with Tina Turner playing, but not the normal Tina Turner.
No, because she's dead.
She's dead, yeah.
Yeah, Noah Reid. Yeah. Not Noah Reid in person, just, you know, on a cassette player.
But doesn't want to make a fuss. In Mississippi. Doesn't want to make a fuss. I love this. A trans teenager has... I don't love it. I hate it.
I think your real feelings came out there. Ooh, anti-trans Graham.
A trans teenager in Mississippi, she's missed her high school graduation after the school tried to force us to dress like a boy, which is, when you consider the reality of gender dysphoria, it's a really cruel thing to do, isn't
it? It's grim, isn't it?
It's a horrible thing.
The mindset of that as well.
Yeah. Like, forcing...
Yeah, here's what I want to do to you.
I'm just in this for the how they hold in their heads a high school graduation, how they view it. According to the court documents, the school policy says a high school graduation ceremony is a sacred and inspirational ritual. It's intended to be surrounded with decorum of dignity, grace, solemnity, reverence, pomp, and circumstance. I've never really understood what the circumstance was. I know what pomp is, but...
Oh, you know what pomp is.
So that's true, but I remember thinking back to high school, around that sort of time, it would have been White Lightning and someone getting fingered around the back. Now, of the school.
Or either or. They really are the best days of your life, aren't they?
They really are. Target. Now, let's move on to that. I love what they've done. So for the last few years, Target has had a pride range.
Hmm.
And some staff have been confronted and threatened, and now the company has done the same thing as Bud Light the other week.
Yeah,
because Target were in the gay good books, and all gays were going to Target. All the LGBTQs are queuing up to go there and get whatever the fuck they sell in Target.
That's where I'm going on holiday this year. Yeah. Plane tickets to America, straight to Target.
Did you know that until 1980, they used to sell guns in Target? They still sell guns, obviously, in Walmart, but they used to, until 1980, just sell them in Target.
Awesome, I bloody love guns. Do you know what? I went to a stag do in Budapest about 10 years ago, and as part, it wasn't particularly rude.
Was it a gay stag do?
Well, I was there, but no, generally.
We don't want to know about it if it wasn't gay.
Generally not, although it's Ginger John stag do. He's honorary gay, really. Yeah. Even though he's ginger, we don't allow them in, do we? Do we? I don't know. Anyway.
It's not, no, they're the G.
So we went to a firing range part of this weekend.
Nice.
And you got 3 rounds of 10 shots on this target. I did my first round of 10 and I handed the gun back. So I'm not doing any more of this. I just did not like the feeling of this
moves.
Fucking killing machine on my shoulder. Because I thought, yeah, okay. I didn't have any sort of moral objection to that. I thought, okay.
It wasn't a moral thing. No, it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was just really chafing on my shoulder.
People don't realise this, but if you're holding a big gun, that it when you fire the gun, and not everyone listening is going to have had this experience, but you and I have had the same experience. I've been to a firing range in Florida.
Yeah.
We went to Florida the other year, me and Steve, my other half. And
you shot him.
Yeah, and that's it, he's dead now.
Yeah, it's
so
a shame that.
So that's that. He was lovely. So we met our friends Doug and his Mrs. Stephanie. And Doug had planned out the week, and we met his friend, who's really, really like Republican American, but he was seemed all right. And he's like, right,
well, even though,
well, yeah, you do have to think like that. And he took us to the firing range, and the red flags for me were he took his own weapons. He had his own weapons, which he took in a suitcase, and we got them out, and there was literally, it felt like I was watching a film, and someone was about to go on some sort of actual killing spree. Yeah. You know, when they just, this is the thing. And they throw you back like a foot, don't they? Really, when you fire something that big.
Mine didn't throw me back, but it gave me a jolt, and I just felt, the sort of the physical weight of it, but also what this thing can do.
Yeah.
And I just really, something deep within me thought, I don't like this. Oh, I really don't like this. I was prepared to give it a go. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. I'm not doing this. And I was getting a bit of paper. Oh, come on, you know, just, you've only got 20 more shots. I said, nope, mm-hmm. nope.
Yeah.
And the more I feel peer pressured, the more I dig my heels
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I know. So. I'm familiar with this. Yeah, no, it is a mad feeling when so the thing I was using did throw me back. It was like a semi-automatic weapon. And a weird feeling, not something I really want to go and experience again. And then the odd thing was we just took the guns away with us again. And I was like, well, that's fine. Just in the back of the car, five assault rifles. So Target used to sell guns anyway. They're removing some items from sale after some staff are being confronted and threatened. Have you seen any of the social media clips of this?
No, I've not.
Have a look at this.
Hey, do you guys support the Satanic Pride propaganda?
Both.
You support it?
Satan and Pride.
You support Satan?
Mm-hmm.
What's God going to think of that?
I don't believe in God.
Wow.
Did you need help with something?
You support the propaganda that's targeting the kids?
There's nothing targeting kids.
It's all over kids' TV shows. It's all over. They're targeting the kids.
Kids can choose to wear whatever they want.
Do you support the sexualization of kids through Pride propaganda by corporate?
Is there something that we can help you with?
I'm just asking people questions. What about you, sir? Do you support this?
I'm not answering any questions, but if you're here to cause any disturbance in the store...
I'm just asking questions. Do you work for Target?
Disrupting,
do you work
for Target? I do, actually.
Where's your name tag?
I am the undercover loss prevention.
Oh, okay.
So...
I'm just asking questions. So do you support this satanic propaganda?
I'm not answering your questions. What you need to do is you either need to leave the store...
God will judge you guys.
Okay.
I mean, I can't want if I don't believe in it.
Do you need to tell us something?
I don't believe in God. I love that line.
So dismissive.
What's God going to think? She's just on her phone. I don't believe in God, which I love. And I mean, obviously, I'm not a big fan of Satan, but just to piss someone like that off, what a line. What a line.
I'd become a fan of Satan to piss them off.
No, I think there is. Oh, God.
And I mean, red is my favourite colour. Satan, red.
Yeah.
So.
And those horns that you wear over Halloween.
Love a horn. Love a horn.
All year round. The Church of Satan in America.
How do you have this knowledge?
I'll tell you about the Church of Satan. It's not as bad as it sounds. It sounds really bad, but it's basically intended to just really trigger really right-wing Christian people.
Oh, then I like it.
So, yeah, the Church of Satan. This is going to look terrible on my browsing history.
I think that's the least of your worries.
The Church of Satan.
When you finally get arrested and this computer gets taken in for investigation.
So the Church of Satan is a religious organization, and apparently they don't believe that Satan literally exists. They don't worship him. They view him as a positive archetype embracing the Hebrew root of the word Satan as adversary who represents pride, carnality, and enlightenment, and of a cosmos which Satan is perceived to be motivated by a dark evolutionary force of entropy, I don't even know what that means, that permeates all of nature and the drive for survival and propagation inherent in all living things. And actually, a lot of people have just joined it just because they dislike the overarching Christian narrative in the US. And that is why you often see that come up in a lot of American stuff, and it gets brought up by a lot of religious figures in the US, like him there. Do you believe in Satan? yeah, big fan. So I'm not a fan of Satan, but that's where they're coming from.
I'm glad you felt the need to reiterate this a number of times now.
You're Catholic.
What, lapsed?
Yeah, lapsed. I'm a lapsed
very
Catholic
lapsed
as well. I'm not so lapsed I've become a Satanist, but for me, we're always waiting for the day. For me, the Catholic in me, when I even say the word Satan,
what's his name?
Fuck off. When I say the word Satan, I get a bit of a. Ooh. Do you not get that still? That Catholic guilt?
No, I get a bit like that when I see a vagina, which in fair doesn't happen very.
No,
often.
It doesn't. Does it? No, not unless you've got Channel 4 on too late. You've been told to go to bed. Yeah. So there we go. Target. We're going to be removing them stuff from the shelves, and
you don't like Satan.
I'm not a big fan of Satan.
Not a Satanist.
But I understand the point that they're making.
I get where he's coming from. Was he gay? Was Satan gay?
I think that according to the religious right, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Good.
Through all American stuff, you know, all the Florida bits and the kill all the gays on the traffic signs and all. Let's get to the real thing that properly shocked me in the news this week. And that is that Clone Zone in the Village in Manchester has had its windows put in.
Well, it's not shocked you, has it? Because you did it.
It was me. Actually, the CCTV footage of a man running away was the largest dildos in the shop. thrown it into his car boot.
In an Aldi car. Well, they're all poking out.
I had the PR brand manager for Clone Zone. His name is Topher. And he's like, he's got the best job in the world. He like tests sex toys. It's not the best job in the world, obviously, but it's certainly an interesting job.
When you say he tests them, actually on himself.
Yeah, and then he gets...
It's not like a machine that you put them into.
No. Well, it depends how you describe him. but he sort of like uses them and gives feedback to manufacturers and that. And he works for Clone Zone.
I'd love to see the feedback.
I've never asked what feedback he gives.
Oh, could we get hold of one of his forms?
I could ask him. He'd be happy to provide it, yeah. You know, and we'll go through it.
Have you got more of these in the blue? this one chafes a little.
Wider, please.
This one, it seems like it's looking at me. Winking.
Or am I winking at it? So, yeah, they've had the windows put in for the fourth time. And then we had a bit of a previous episode taking up for about 10 minutes talking about this. This has happened now, yeah, four times. And they go through, you know, it's a one-way street in front of, do you know where Clone Zone is?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in?
I think I've been in once, and I was like, right, sort of fish out of water, just laughing when I saw gas masks.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
They do have that, yeah.
Steve, who we both know who I was with, was just like, you know, pushing me into things, you know, like very filthy artifacts.
I love the way you call them artifacts.
Yeah, get your face out of there.
I love the way you described them as he was pushing me into artifacts like you were on a day out of the V&A. I just lobbed you into a few things.
The V and gay.
Into a mummy. one-way street in front. So they just sort of like drive past, lob a brick, fuck off. The last time it happened, there was... Clone Zone haven't been happy about the police response to this. And this is because... It happened. Someone pulled up on a motorbike and did it. And you can see a police car parked with coppers in it.
Yeah.
Next to them when they do it. And then they just drive off and nothing happens. So they're like, there was a police car next to them. This is not this time, it was the time before. Because like I said, this is the fourth time. And they did nothing. There was no, oi. No, nothing. And they didn't give a fuck. There was a police car there.
And have they said why they didn't act?
No. And Clone Zone are really unhappy about it. This is the Greater Manchester Police, in their opinion, aren't treating it as seriously as they should be. And I don't know. I mean, where does this end, though? Because it's happened four times. Does this end with Clone Zone having to close or there not being a shop front? Or it might end up going that way just for practical reasons.
Why is this happening now? Because they've been there as long as I've been aware of the gay village. So
since the 90s, yeah.
Why all of a sudden are you getting like an attack a month or more?
It says a lot about where we're up to. I think the really interesting thing about these attacks on Clone Zone is that it suggests where we are up to collectively as a society. From a previous one, there was one arrest, from what I know, and it was a young man that had been arrested who's in his teens. I think this speaks more broadly to what's going on with young men in general, which is that, you know, we think that things are getting better and easier and young people are more open up to the idea of LGBTQ stuff. But there is a real pushback, especially among young men, because the heavy influences on young men, they reckon it's like one in five kids in schools at the moment are heavily influenced by the misogyny of Andrew Tate.
And I was just waiting for that name to come up.
Yeah. So I think all that's tied in and, you know, I think that's why it started to happen. It is embarrassing going into Clone Zone and like dildo shopping. A lot of it's moved online. You've never done that, have you?
No.
So with an ex of mine, we went in... it wasn't Clones. It's the one in London. What's the one in London? The big one in...
I sort of know what you mean, but I can't...
Prowler.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Prowler in Soho. I went in there and we decided to buy a rather large object. Should we describe it like that?
I'm gonna need a bit more.
It was a big fucking... It was a big dildo.
How much bigger than normal dildos was it?
I'll show you what it was.
Have you not got it on you?
What, on me now?
Yeah. Just in case the fancy takes you, you know. You got 5 minutes spare.
It'd take more than 5 minutes.
How much did it cost? How much does a massive dildo cost?
Of £100, you know.
Was it?
Yeah, they cost
fucking
a
hell.
Greg dildo. Oh no, that's some 40.
And what year is this that it costs over 100 quid?
I'll fucking show you it. It's 40 quid. It is now.
Oh, it's come down in price.
Length 36 centimeter length, 9 centimeter girth.
36 centimeter length.
It gives quite the aftershock.
So just bigger than a school ruler.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. Like, oh fucking hell, look at that. It's like Darth Vader. Dun 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 so dun dun dun.
We went in, we were pissed. We've been for some food. We were pissed.
Why is it why is it called Greg Dildo?
I don't know. They all have Greg. Different names. That one's called Greg.
Hi, I'm Greg Dildo.
I've never met anyone called Greg that I thought to be a dildo.
Greg Dildo.
Look it up. If you've not some people listen on that, oh Greg. Oh, there's oh fuck. Right, this is it. This is how it shows you the.
Is there an Alan butt plug?
They've all got mad names. Look, there's. I don't know whether there's a cigarette lighter is there.
Oh, geez, that's scary. Does that not rip you apart when it goes in? Did you have to use like a shoehorn?
As well. It's certainly not small. I mean, sometimes with them things, you can have eyes bigger than your belly. It's true. The number of people I know that have bought like. The number of people I know that have bought absolutely huge dildos and gone, oh, couldn't get it up me.
The number of people I know that have done that, zero.
I know a number of people that have bought the Greg dildo. It's been around forever. It's a classic design.
Why has it come down in price so much? You're saying it used to be over 100, now it's 40 quid.
I've just guessed the price. I'm sure it used to be more expensive unless it's on offer.
Because you think like, with cost of living crisis.
It would have gone up.
Yeah. Maybe well, I mean, it's gone up, but light up. Light up.
I don't know if it's gone right up. I don't, that,
does it tickle the back of your throat?
Well, it depends what you do with it. So there we go, that's Greg the dildo, and that's the kind of thing you can buy in Clone Zone. And anyway, I went in there, we had to buy some lube, and then I was like, oh, we should buy this. And it was all fun and games until I got to the fucking checkout. And I dropped Greg on the table. And then the lube. And then I thought, these guys do this all the time, it's fine.
You didn't go like, oh, it's not for me.
I just sort of, then I started to feel embarrassed. I thought, I wish I'd done this online. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going to the front and they go, oh, just these, please. I was like, oh, God. It is a lot easier to buy something like that on the internet, unless you're postman. I bought a sling online once.
And what's the postman got to do with this?
It's not the postman. I used to live in Beetham Tower in Manchester.
Yeah.
And you have a concierge. And I bought a sling for my partner at the time for Christmas.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was really nice. It was them days. It was them times. And the box that it was delivered in split. And it was held at reception. And they rung up to our room and were like, hi. We think we've got like a photography sort of tripod that you ordered. And I went, no, we haven't ordered nothing like that. And we got downstairs and they'd opened it and had a look, but they didn't have a clue what it was. Whereas if we'd ordered Greg and that had, there's no doubt what that is there?
So what was it? A hoist? What was it?
A hoist.
Sorry, what are you talking about? A saddle?
No, it's a sling.
A sling, was it.
You know what a sling is?
I know what a sling is. No, yeah. Does it have, so like it's Greg, butt plug.
That's not a butt plug.
Alan Vibrator, yeah. Or whatever it was. Is this, what was the first name for the sling?
It was just called Sling.
Sammy Sling?
Sammy Sling,
Steven,
yeah.
Sling?
No, they call, there's some companies give their dildos names, and Greg's a classic design. You know, like a plain white tee. You know, one of them things that it's timeless. It's like that. So that's what you can buy in Clone Zone. Maybe that's what was lobbed through the window.
What, a sling?
No, Greg.
Oh.
It was a customer just returning something. Maybe that's what it was.
Bit of a violent way to do it.
Heartstopper's back, as we know. And in Heartstopper-related news, Joe Locke has got involved in one of the oldest discussions in the book, which we'd solved in the rest of the UK. A few years ago, gay men weren't able to give blood in the UK since the 80s until not very long ago at all. And one of the reasons that was given by someone who was in charge of it said, you wouldn't fish from an infected stream, which is quite a thing to say. Anyway,
but they meant it with love.
They meant it with love.
Yeah.
The initial reason was HIV prevention. But, you know, they should really be checking blood for HIV anyway. They've got to, haven't they? Yeah. But on the Isle of Man, things are different on the Isle of Man, you see, and that rule still existed. But Joe Locke, who plays Charlie Springs, got involved, and he's had it all changed.
Yeah, apparently there was some, maybe a Pride event last year, and he came out with this statement. And about a year later, they've acted on it and sort of brought them into line with the rest of the UK.
Yeah, but it's still a relatively recent thing where gay men can give blood.
It's coming at a good time for me because I've got this thing called hemochromatosis, which is based, I'm simplifying it, but too much iron in your blood. Mm-hmm. And initially, when they find that you've got it, it starts to sort of show itself when you hit your 40s. I know, I don't look old enough. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So they basically take the blood out of you to get your numbers back down to where they should be. It's called venesection. And then once they've done that, then you can do maintenance, which basically involves giving blood once every however many months.
Yeah, you give blood.
I'll give blood. And then, well, I could do...
To get rid of it.
Yeah, I could carry on doing the venesections, but then it'd just get binned. Or, and it's much easier actually, just to go to a blood donation centre
and then they take it,
give the blood. But if it'd been a few years ago, obviously that'd been trickier.
Yeah, true.
So it's coming. Thank you. It's coming at a good time for me. Yes, me. Good.
No, I'm glad they finally changed that because it always did feel unfair and
it just feels shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, really stigmatising.
We're dirty gays and we can't give blood.
Yeah. And search has gone up for Alan.
I mean, we are dirty gays. Sorry.
We are dirty gays and I don't want to give blood. I was thinking that. No, can't be arsed, too busy. I need it. If there's anything you need, it's blood.
Yeah, you have to find it quite useful.
It is. So don't give
very
it away.
Moorish.
Giving it away. Searches for phrases like, am I gay? Am I lesbian? Am I trans? They've risen by more than 1,300% since 2004. That's interesting because I think searches have risen 1,300% since 2004.
So, judge it in that context. Yeah.
Okay, that wraps up the commentary on the week's news. Kev, back to the sex toys and dildos. We introduced you to gay porn
a few weeks ago,
which still...
Well, it wasn't fully... I've seen one gay porn other than that.
Made in what country? It was British.
Oh.
Oh, God, was it German? What's going on?
Are we not allowed to watch German porn now because of Brexit?
No, it's just a bit different to the English stuff.
Is it a little spicier?
Bit scattier. No, it's just... Yeah, it's a bit spicier. It's a bit spicier. We know that unusual kink frightens you, and that's fine. That's fine. It's okay to be afraid of kink.
Oh, no.
What kink would you not find terrifying?
What are kinks? I've been to the Eagle in Manchester, right?
So, yeah, what happened?
Now, to be fair, it was Sunday afternoon.
You with me?
Sorry. Do you know what? I was thinking of the other person I've been there with.
He's been a few times.
But I've been a couple of times here. I've been a couple of times with Steve.
Yes.
Not your partner, Steve.
Yeah, I was like, friend, what have you
Steve. Now? Yeah, yeah. It's what we do while you're at work. I love it. I love how free it is there when you see all the... And there's like the guys dressed up in the puppy dog outfits.
I'm not into that.
Well, I'm not into it, but I love that it's...
You sound like you're not into it.
I love that you can just come, step off the street in Manchester City Centre.
Yeah. Step off the street and come in Manchester City Centre. This is why I wanted to move there so
over
badly.
A man dressed as a dog. Preferably an Alsatian.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
And you go down some stairs and that's happening there and people feel so liberated and free that that can go on there.
Yeah.
So I'm down with kink and I get that it takes all sorts. It's just that I'm not into most kinks, I would say.
I've gone to a drop-down menu on uberkinky.co.uk, which is a website that has Greg the Dildo at £39.99.
That's a bargain.
It is, actually.
Do they do a, like, offer, you know, £80?
They do all stuff like that, yeah.
Do they? Good.
I'm going to take you through...
You know, if you look after the pennies... The pounds will look after themselves.
I'm going to take you now to the drop-down menu of two things that I know are going to be particularly troubling for you, and we'll go through them, and you have to pick one. Okay.
That by this time next week, I will have tried.
Yeah. Okay. There's the bondage section or the cock and ball section. Let's start on the bondage section: restraints, hoods, masks, and blindfolds, gags, electro sex. don't knock it till you've tried it. Spanking and caning, medical play, water sports, wet and messy. Doesn't specify what you're going to be doing. BDSM sensation play, clamps and suckers, Chastity devices. Oh, we've been through chastity.
Clamps and suckers. I think I got their last album.
Bondage furniture. Slave collars. Pony play and puppet. I didn't know what pony play was. Must been led about. I don't know. The cock and ball.
Little canter around Canal Street.
Get fed a carrot.
Up the bum.
The cock and ball section. Foreskin play. Male masturbators. Penis extenders and enlargers. Cock and ball torture. Penis plugs. Urethral sounds. Ball stretchers. Or cock ring. Cock ring's really... That's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that kinky. It's just a cock ring. What are you going to go for, Kev? There's a lot there.
I was more sort of filtering out the ones I wouldn't do.
Go on. So anything what would that you really
hurts,
not do?
Anything that hurts, I'm not interested in. I don't get off on being hurt.
No, me neither.
So, spanking, no. Electro, whatever the fuck it was, no. Caning, no.
I know some people that are into being flogged. I know about two people.
I get it. I feel like I get it.
Well, apparently, if you get flogged...
some chemicals released or something.
That's exactly what someone said to me. You should do it, Graham. You'd love it. And I was like...
You look the sort.
I probably do look the sort, but I've never done that. But I did when I was 18 and I lived in Liverpool. I met a guy
online. Which was a long time ago.
And there was a guy online on whatever the fucking, how you met at that point, I don't know, but it was probably gay.com or something like that. Or gaydar.
Yeah.
Would have been gaydar.
Yes, it would, which you introduced me to.
Yes.
Scott's puppy, you called me. That's your username.
What was I, cute lad? Oh, fuck, I wouldn't call myself that now. It would be a lie.
I used to know someone who called himself, and this is before it all went down, Jimmy Savile.
Fuck. Not what you want to do. No, this guy came around, and he was quite fit, and he was, like, into spanking. Mm. And I was 18. I was like, well, give it a go.
Yeah.
Come around, and I'm like...
when in Rome.
Well, so I did. He did leather me on the bum.
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, are you enjoying this? And I'm like, yeah. Didn't quite have the boundaries to say it's not for me actually. So ever since I've been a bit like no. So I'm gonna have to get, before we go, we're gonna get Kev onto something here, and he's gonna go away and research it for next week. What's it to be? Bondage hood? No, masks and blindfolds. Really obvious. Electro. Choose one of these. Electro sex. Urethral sounds. Cock and ball torture.
Do you know what? I do love the name Urethral Sounds. Again, sounds like a band.
It does. It does.
The new single from Urethral Sounds.
And I think this podcast is actually available on Urethral Sounds. Want to experience the best climax of your life? Look no further. These urethral sounds are just what the doctor ordered.
Mm. Which doctor's that? Shipman. Fox. Well, who are the other famous doctors? Who, obviously?
Who's the one off... Love Island the other year.
Oh, Dr. Alex.
Dr. Alex, yeah. Here at Uber Kinky, we are the UK's leading urethral sound play experts. And of all that you need to... Do you know what this means?
No.
So someone has said to me that they want to do this to me, and I'm open-minded, and then it got to the opportunity to do it, and I was like, A sounding rod would be a rod... I'm going to turn this round.
A sounding rod?
Yeah. You would... That would be... They would lube it up and push it up your...
Oh, fucking fuck. Jesus.
So I backed out of that. I was like...
Oh, I bet you fucking did.
Ribbed dipstick urethral sound we got going on there.
That is a torture device.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My friend Mark said it made him feel physically sick, the idea of someone sticking something down is...
It's like when you go for your sexual health check.
Yeah.
And they do a little bit. And that's nothing compared to that. That's like a drill bit.
That one is. But like the entry level ones are smooth. And they would go. So I want you to go away and research sounding.
I tell you what's caught my eye though. The tongue lasher that was further up there.
What's the tongue lasher?
Keep going. There we go. Sonivator tongue lasher. God. What do you do with that?
I think it's bendy.
That's like some out of Alien.
Yeah, it's bendy and goes right there. And look, you get a kit. So a mate of mine called Ben has got a kit. He buys all stuff for everything. Yeah. He's got like a box like that. I'm like, God.
That is like, Ian's got something like that in his toolbox. But
well,
that's...
There we go.
None of those are going up my urethra.
You have a look in your toolbox and what if that's what he actually had in the toolbox on the sly?
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, literally. And also, urethra will be the name of my second daughter. No, I do want you to research a bit of that for next week, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, I absolutely will.
Absolutely.
That's a cast iron guarantee.
Right.
As true as I'm sitting over there.
Kev, we'll see you next time for more Queen News. Bye.
I'll miss you. I won't.
Play Outcast UK on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Play Outcast UK.